That is not fair. The ideal thing is for justice to have its ability to grow. When there are confrontations, the testing to individual is to see, without God holding you down, what will you choose? And you're okay. At least 50% of the time, at least, you're going to choose the wrong thing. Just hold it in your hearts. And then you can just wallow in your misery for having done it. But maybe you won't make the same mistake again. It's all right. It's a game. It's a Jew game. J-E-U. And to infer that God, a perfection in creation, cannot create and share with someone who can at least rise above these physical entities of corruption is an insult to self and God. I just can't fight them. And I'm tired of dorm. I just can't do it anymore. Of course you can do it. You thrive on it, as a matter of fact. Every one of you thrive on it. You know you're alive. And you don't have to pick up your bows and arrows and go out there. And no, everybody doesn't have to go write a book, but a lot of you will. Don't you see the myriads of books being poured out upon you now by every Tom, Dick, and Harry, or written by like four people, ghostwriters. And I don't mean that as a pun. These are orchestrated people to write about uninteresting people, corrupt people, just spread the market with this trash. And then teach everybody not to be able to read. And certainly not to want to sit down with a book. And especially don't sit down with a history book. When the most interesting things of all time are those history books. You are strong. You have been put through the fire. You don't have to go to Anthony Robbins to walk the fire walk. That's silly. Why burn your feet? That's silly. I'm going to prove to myself that I have control of myself. I'm going to walk on these coals. Anybody can walk on the damn coals if you walk fast enough. There is a layer across those coals that, believe it or not, is not hot. But you linger and you're going to burn the hell out of your feet. Now, I want to know what you're going to do then. I didn't make it. Now I can't even walk. I can't do anything now. Don't ask me to do anything, God. You let my feet blister. What were you doing in the fire? Didn't your mother teach you not to stand out in the rain, the lightning, and stand in the fire pit? And so I'm supposed to be impressed because some mental guru comes along and tells you, you can do this. Yes, you can. So why go burn your feet? Do you hear me? Some people have to walk in the fire and burn themselves or don't burn themselves, whichever comes first. But I want to tell you, you don't want to fall down out there while you're scampering across the burning coals. It's going to burn you. Because that's physics. Why test God? Does really walking through a fire pit make you mind over matter? I would hope so, but I would hope it would be mind over something a lot better and more critical to overall life than walking on coals. But if that's what you want to do, do it. And the reason I say, if you can't bring up your own self-esteem to some extent of knowing God and strength within, and you have to still prove it to yourself, go walk on the coals. Do you hear me? And some people must do that before they can have any kind of control over themselves at all. You don't have to. You can learn from other things. If you walk over a fire pit, so what? if you come into communion with God and there is a mission to be performed, that's wondrous. What are you going to do? Come home, put salve on your burning toadies, and sit there and say, I did it. You did what? Well, I walked in a firewalk. You did what? Didn't your mommy tell you not to do dumb, stupid things? You're proving to yourself that you can do something.
Dumb and stupid.
Dumb and stupid. But if you have to do that, do it. I'm not telling you, do you understand, not to experience teachers. And Anthony Robbins is one of the best. He's taken from everybody's positive thinking, hypnosis, all of the things, and he's brought them the better ones. He's not trying to save your soul. He is just trying to let you blossom as a human being in this world, to be what you are and can be. And if he goes with a seminar and walks through Kohl's, everybody tee-hee-hee, because Diane is going to go do that. And I think it will be the best experience that will have happened. But what will happen ultimately is to realize you didn't need to do that. But every bit of positive input that you can bring in, and everybody, oh, well, the Joseph tapes and the hat on tapes. If you gain support to be what you can be, use it. Even the shabby, the misconstrued, looking out for number one, I am the one, can be one of the best books you've ever studied. One of the best attitudes you will have ever had. Because you will see this man is only interested in himself. And bad and good works equally well. Make up your mind what you are going to achieve, and the mind will achieve it. And I wish that we could get rid of some of this garbage so we could get on and we can do that. I love to do that. Allow you to blossom and realize what you are. You are co-creators of the universe. It is like that contract. It may be real, it may be false, it may be, but it is, you see. And somebody had to be daring enough, and I'm proud of the ones of you who've done this. You had to create the conduit. You had to know what was out here, and very fragilely at first, set a goal to work toward. And then you create what you need to back it up with each thing that is questioned about it. And you add two and add two and add two. Until finally it's established. It can no longer be denied. And that's what you are. You must create what you are. And that means you rise above that which is unpleasant and unpleasing and insecure. And you build your security and you place it solidly on the foundation of God. Because you will never find peace if you are acting on the basis of evil. It is a very practical aspect of human life. Because the idea works either way. You can become the topmost criminal or the topmost goodly person. And you can achieve all things in between. Either way you choose. Once you know what you are doing and once you know what you can be and that you are creator and mind will establish the way. That's what your mind is about. You plant an idea, a goal, and your mind will fulfill it. It has to. So what you have to work with is to keep in the goal that leads to God, because everything else will pull you away. Everything. Well, I'll just be a little evil this time, and then I'll have more to work with to be good. Doesn't work. It'll just slow you up a little bit. And yet, it might work for a while. But the first thing that you will find is that you can't let go of it then. And will you do that? Of course you'll do that. Because the mind will usually take the easy way out. So you better always keep a little bit ahead of whatever is offered to you and begin to generalize and see, all right, if I do this, what are the other things that are apt to happen? Well, I may scream at my wife, or she may scream at me. That's one side effect of whatever you choose to do. So you're going to have to look at whatever you think of yourself to the achievement and the creation of whatever it is over here that you wish to achieve. Because I'm going to go right back to the mind. It will achieve whatever you tell it to achieve. That's the way it works. You will create exactly what you want for yourself. And I said create. Because the mind will find the way. And you better just be careful that it finds the right way, or you're going to get on the outside in amongst the ones who have created their own way in this negative arena. And they won't be nice to you. You see, the ones walking this other way will be forgiving of you and let you back in. Or there will come a time when they will not let you back in because it's too big a distraction. And what we really have to work at is keeping from being distracted, whether it's from health or worry or concern, whatever it is that slows you up and distracts you from what your goal is. You will confront every moment of every day of your life. And once you understand this, you just get ready for the next series of decisions. Because the moment you get to the Y in the road, I could do the old outback little thing where she pulls the knife out of the road and then, why, she just hopes she can find the fork in the road to get the food from, you know, to her mouth. Every time you come to a Y, a split, and it will usually be like this anymore. Any, meeny, miny, mo. And then you have to be careful of the next verse of that, don't you? Lest you offend. When you start listening to even what you say, you're going to be really miles ahead. Because whoever hears you say something is going to take that as an exception to use against you. So be careful. But you're going to have to choose one, because you cannot go two roads at the same time. You can experience two things at the same time, play over here while I'm play over here. But at some point you make a choice and you commit to whatever you have chosen, or you won't get anywhere. But you have to know where you're going. So if you want to get to Chicago, you don't go south. You'll get to Mexico. If you want to become worthy and do something that changes an ideal that has gone negative, you will want to walk in that path to the right direction. If you want to teach your child, you're going to ask him to join you, please. And, oh, man, that one really is a bad one. Because the minute you suggest it, he's going to go the other way and insist that he be able to do so. So you're going to have to let him. Hopefully, you will have done a good enough job that he won't have to choose that awful way and, just bog himself before he understands. That means you've got to give respect. If you want respect, you give respect. If you want love, you give love. If you want truth, you tell truth. And the lie will reveal itself. And with Mr. Green, he's got so many lies out there, he doesn't know which lie to choose. And it becomes pathetic. And you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything in the courtroom. All you got to do is sit there and let them lie. And the judges know they're lying. So we have to be careful not to overindulge ourselves in our defense. But when one says it doesn't even justify a response, bullshit, it does. It does. And where it involves God, you better take a stand. Because God notices when you do not. If you cannot be proud enough of your affiliation and association with God to even say, I just do really believe in God. I don't trust Him all the time, and I know and I doubt and all this, but I do believe that God wanted me to be truthful, honest, loving, and all of the things that can be positive for mankind. If you are ashamed to get up and say that, then there's no hope for you. They're going to twist you into a pretzel. And you will do it over 30 pieces of silver. And then the stakes get higher. They'll offer you $5 million, Rick. Will you do it for $5 million? Of whose dollars? You're going to issue me some worthless currency or a wire transfer. You're not even offering me 30 pieces of silver, you idiot. And then the next thing is be very careful about the judging. You don't have to judge anybody. Wait, and he will judge himself for you. And if you discern that someone is like that, it's better if you just don't go in their midst if it bothers you. And in some instances, you can't help it. What are you going to do? Become a hermit and sit, you know, in a hole up on a cliff or something? You have to live out there. You don't have to go proselyte. You don't have to go preaching on the street corner. In fact, you can be compassionate to whoever is out there making an idiot of themselves. That doesn't get people to convert to God. People walk by and say, he's a crazy nitwit. And yet, if that's what you want to do, and that makes you feel good to proclaim God in a pamphlet that you hand out on the corner, do it. But I want to tell you something, it doesn't do a thing. And the people are going to now get in trouble for littering. And they're already established in what they believe. They may look at it and say, there's some things in here that I could go along with that. But the rest of this, there it goes. Know what you're doing. Play to the saner parts of man. You don't have to explain God. You don't have to explain Aton. You don't have to explain Space Command. For goodness sakes, take and treasure your own responsibility and your own worthiness. I simply believe that we should do good things. Well, but do you hear this from some wingless angel, or does he have horns, or just who tells you this? And why is it not all right for Margie to speak to God and hear God when Jerry Falwell claims to, and it's okay for him? Put it where it's at. Turn the question around. What do you mean, am I anti-Semitic? And, oh yes, that was asked in deposition by Mr. Horn to Doris Ecker. It's the day before Easter, so she's sitting there with a cross, you know, to torment this poor little evil creature. Brent had supplied her with a wooden cross to put right out there on top of the books, and Rick had presented her with a little gold-colored cross to wear on her keychain or her necklace, and when she stooped over, it hung up over here on a pin like this, so it stuck out like 20 sore thumbs. And a man about had a breakdown. You never had to mention God. You don't have to become a preacher. And you don't have to become a defender of God. And you don't have to become a defender of Hatan. I am big. Remember 127th floor?
Big.
That's big. Undoubtedly, I have a throne in there too. It makes it worthy when you crash to that parking lot. All that heavy metal. If they ask you such a stupid thing, just turn around and, oh, are you Antichrist or something? I'm asking the questions in this deposition. By law, you must answer. But it's already on the record, isn't it? You don't have to defend God. You just stand with God. Because God isn't going anywhere. You will find in every instance God is right there and you run away. Well, it didn't work out exactly like I thought, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to be rotten, but I asked for something and you didn't send it. Didn't I? What did you expect? Oh, I expected a checkbook to show up that I had all this worthy. Oh, you wanted to write bad checks, did you? I'll get you in trouble. But you said, sir. I did. Are you sure that is what I said? There are more interpretations coming out of this room than any other room in the universe. But only relatively so. Because if you have 30 people in this room and you have 3 million in another room, you have 100% interpretation, individual to individual. And we have a very, very physical job to be done. And I'm going to repeat, and then I'm going to go, and you can eat rolls or go to lunch or supper, whichever it happens to be now. But I did not want to go away without having a meeting at this crucial time. You need to know what's going on. You need to know when we're involved. And I'm not hiding from the people anymore. And you have to know that so that if you don't want to be seen around us, begin to be scarce. Because I'm not going to hide. That's the only way now that we can have security and function. Be careful what you say to other people involved, because when you are misquoted, it can hurt you badly now. And as ones try to protect themselves, they will pull you in to make themselves look better or whatever their purpose may be. Just be cautious. Otherwise, don't stop. Don't for a minute think we're going to fail. And that means from your personal well-being, your financial well-being, our economic structure, and you're not going to have to filch or lie or cheat to achieve it. That is the most important one lesson, and this is why we will not fail. It's time to teach the world you can succeed and have abundance and still be godly. Because God does not ask perfection. But you have a world in a lot of hurt. And a lot of things are coming down. You can see it around you. There will be earth upheavals still to come. Because those prophecies have promised you that, you will see to it that it happens. And if we want to change that journey to some little bit of a better ending, we've got to do it, don't we? Because it's obvious the ones in power and control will not. And I repeat, I cherish each one of you as myself. I know it's hard. I know it's disappointing. I know that you have to sit and feel a failure, or that you're not doing enough or whatever. Don't do it to yourself. Let's get through this. Well, I don't want to be the nucleus. I just want to be the outside petals of this flower, so that I don't have to really take this responsibility today. I'm sorry. Anytime you play with me, it has to be this way, because I don't form churches. I don't form cults. I don't give you what you want to hear. Our mission is far greater than the sum total of adding you one upon the other. And I don't want anyone feeling lesser about themselves because your job is not bigger. Anyone not doing their job makes it so much harder for everybody else that it's unimaginable. And yet, between human beings, you're going to come to disagreements. And it's just not all that great. And things get old. And 10 years is confounded long enough, sir. Well, but look how far we've come in 10 years. And if you people can't see it, then we're in trouble. If you cannot see that you have come from basically zero zip into the possibility of being the resource that can change the world in this little room, then you haven't listened to your lessons at all. But all I wanted was just to find my soul and ascend. You can ascend any old day. You better start thinking differently. And at least, if you're going to do that, you better go somewhere else, because I'm never going to tell you it's okay. You chose to descend. And, oh, you bitched and fussed and promised, and I will do anything to go down there and do my job again. And this time, sir, I really will do it right. Life is not fair. The ideal thing is for justice to have its ability to grow. When there are confrontations, the testing to individual is to see, without God holding you down, what will you choose? And you're okay. At least 50% of the time, at least, you're going to choose the wrong thing. Just hold it in your hearts. And then you can just wallow in your misery for having done it. But maybe you won't make the same mistake again. It's all right. It's a game. It's a Jew game. J-E-U. And to infer that God of perfection and creation cannot create and share with someone who can at least rise above these physical entities of corruption is an insult to self and God. I just can't fight them. And I'm tired of dorm. I just can't do it anymore. Of course you can do it. You thrive on it, as a matter of fact. Every one of you thrive on it. You know you're alive. And you don't have to pick up your bows and arrows and go out there. And no, everybody doesn't have to go write a book, but a lot of you will. Don't you see the myriads of books being poured out upon you now by every Tom, Dick, and Harry, all written by like 4 people, ghostwriters. And I don't mean that as a pun. These are orchestrated people to write about uninteresting people, corrupt people, just spread the market with this trash. And then teach everybody not to be able to read. And certainly not to want to sit down with a book. And especially don't sit down with a history book, when the most interesting things of all time are those history books. You are strong. You have been put through the fire. You don't have to go to Anthony Robbins to walk the fire walk. That's silly. Why burn your feet? That's silly. I'm going to prove to myself that I have control of myself. I'm going to walk on these coals. Anybody can walk on the damn coals if you walk fast enough. There is a layer across those coals that, believe it or not, is not hot. But you linger and you're going to burn the hell out of your feet. Now, I want to know what you're going to do then. I didn't make it. Now I can't even walk. I can't do anything now. Don't ask me to do anything, God. You let my feet blister. What were you doing in the fire? Didn't your mother teach you not to stand out in the rain, the lightning, and stand in the fire pit? And so I'm supposed to be impressed because some mental guru comes along and tells you, you can do this. Yes, you can. So why go burn your feet? Do you hear me? Some people have to walk in the fire and burn themselves or don't burn themselves, whichever comes first. But I want to tell you, you don't want to fall down out there while you're scampering across the burning coals. Gonna burn you. Because that's physics. Why test God? Does really walking through a fire pit make you mind over matter? I would hope so, but I would hope it would be mind over something a lot better and more critical to overall life than walking on coals. But if that's what you want to do, do it. And the reason I say, if you can't bring up your own self-esteem to some extent of knowing God and strength within, and you have to still prove it to yourself, go walk on the coals. Do you hear me? And some people must do that before they can have any kind of control over themselves at all. You don't have to. You can learn from other things. If you walk over a fire pit, so what? If you come into communion with God and there is a mission to be performed, that's wondrous. What are you going to do? Come home, put salve on your burning toadies, and sit there and say, I did it. You did what? Well, I walked in a fire walk. You did what? Didn't your mommy tell you not to do dumb, stupid things? You're proving to yourself that you can do something.
Dumb and stupid.
Dumb and stupid. But if you have to do that, do it. I'm not telling you, do you understand, not to experience teachers. And Anthony Robbins is one of the best. He's taken from everybody's positive thinking, hypnosis, all of the things, and he's brought them the better ones. He's not trying to save your soul. He is just trying to let you blossom as a human being in this world, to be what you are and can be. And if he goes with a seminar and walks through coals, everybody tee-hee-hee, because Diane is going to go do that. And I think it will be the best experience that will have happened. But what will happen ultimately is to realize you didn't need to do that. But every bit of positive input that you can bring in, and everybody, oh, well, the Joseph tapes and the Hatton tapes. If you gain support to be what you can be, use it. Even the shabby, the misconstrued, looking out for number one, I am the one, can be one of the best books you've ever studied. One of the best attitudes you will have ever had. Because you will see this man is only interested in himself. And bad and good works equally well. Make up your mind what you are going to achieve, and the mind will achieve it. And I wish that we could get rid of some of this garbage so we could get on and we can do that. I love to do that. Allow you to blossom and realize what you are. You are co-creators of the universe. It is like that contract. It may be real, it may be false, it may be, but it is, you see. And somebody had to be daring enough, and I'm proud of the ones of you who've done this. You had to create the conduit. You had to know what was out here, and very fragilely at first, set a goal to work toward. And then you create what you need to back it up with each thing that is questioned about it. And you add to and add to and add to. Until finally, it's established. It can no longer be denied. And that's what you are. You must create what you are. And that means you rise above that which is unpleasant and unpleasing and insecure. And you build your security and you place it solidly on the foundation of God. Because you will never find peace if you are acting on the basis of evil. It is a very practical aspect of human life. Because the idea works either way. You can become the topmost criminal or the topmost goodly person. And you can achieve all things in between, either way you choose, once you know what you are doing, and once you know what you can be, and that you are creator, and mind will establish the way. That's what your mind is about. You plant an idea, a goal, and your mind will fulfill it. It has to. So what you have to work with is to keep in the goal that leads to God, because everything else will pull you away. Everything. Well, I'll just be a little evil this time, and then I'll have more to work with to be good. Doesn't work. It'll just slow you up a little bit. And yet, it might work for a while. But the first thing that you will find is that you can't let go of it then. And will you do that? Of course you'll do that. Because the mind will usually take the easy way out. So you better always keep a little bit ahead of whatever is offered to you and begin to generalize and see, all right, if I do this, what are the other things that are apt to happen? Well, I may scream at my wife. Or she may scream at me. That's one side effect of whatever you choose to do. So you're going to have to look at whatever you think of yourself to the achievement and the creation of whatever it is over here that you wish to achieve. Because I'm going to go right back to the mind. It will achieve whatever you tell it to achieve. That's the way it works. You will create exactly what you want for yourself. And I said create, because the mind will find the way. And you better just be careful that it finds the right way, or you're going to get on the outside in amongst the ones who have created their own way in this negative arena. And they won't be nice to you. You see, the ones walking this other way will be forgiving of you and let you back in. Or there will come a time when they will not let you back in because it's too big a distraction. And what we really have to work at is keeping from being distracted, whether it's from health or worry or concern, whatever it is that slows you up and distracts you from what your goal is. you will confront every moment of every day of your life. And once you understand this, you just get ready for the next series of decisions. Because the moment you get to the Y in the road, I could do the old outback little thing where she pulls the knife out of the road and then, why, she just hopes she can find the fork in the road to get the food from, you know, to her mouth. Every time you come to a Y, a split, and it will usually be like this anymore. Any, meeny, miny, mo. And then you have to be careful of the next verse of that, don't you? Lest you offend. When you start listening to even what you say, you're going to be really miles ahead. Because whoever hears you say something is going to take that as an exception to use against you. So be careful. But you're going to have to choose one, because you cannot go two roads at the same time. You can experience two things at the same time, play over here while I'm play over here. But at some point you make a choice and you commit to whatever you have chosen, or you won't get anywhere. But you have to know where you're going. So if you want to get to Chicago, you don't go south. You'll get to Mexico. If you want to become worthy and do something that changes an ideal that has gone negative, you will want to walk in that path to the right direction. If you want to teach your child, you're going to ask him to join you, please. And, oh, man, that one really is a bad one. Because the minute you suggest it, he's going to go the other way and insist that he be able to do so. So you're going to have to let him. Hopefully, you will have done a good enough job that he won't have to choose that awful way and, just bog himself before he understands. That means you've got to give respect. If you want respect, you give respect. If you want love, you give love. If you want truth, you tell truth. And the lie will reveal itself. And with Mr. Green, he's got so many lies out there, he doesn't know which lie to choose. And it becomes pathetic. And you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything in the courtroom. All you got to do is sit there and let them lie. And the judges know they're lying. So we have to be careful not to overindulge ourselves in our defense. But when one say it doesn't even justify a response, bullshit, it does. It does. And where it involves God, you better take a stand. Because God notices when you do not. If you cannot be proud enough of your affiliation and association with God to even say, I just do really believe in God. I don't trust him all the time, and I know and I doubt and all this, but I do believe that God wanted me to be truthful, honest, loving, and all of the things that can be positive for mankind. If you are ashamed to get up and say that, then there's no hope for you. They're going to twist you into a pretzel. And you will do it over 30 pieces of silver. And then the stakes get higher. They'll offer you $5 million, Rick. Will you do it for $5 million? Of whose dollars? You're going to issue me some worthless currency or a wire transfer? You're not even offering me 30 pieces of silver, you idiot. And then the next thing is, be very careful about the judging. You don't have to judge anybody. Wait, and he will judge himself for you. And if you discern that someone is like that, it's better if you just don't go in their midst if it bothers you. And in some instances, you can't help it. What are you going to do? Become a hermit and sit, you know, in a hole up on a cliff or something? You have to live out there. You don't have to go proselyte. You don't have to go preaching on the street corner. In fact, you can be compassionate to whoever is out there making an idiot of themselves. That doesn't get people to convert to God. People walk by and say, he's a crazy nitwit. And yet, if that's what you want to do, and that makes you feel good to proclaim God in a pamphlet that you hand out on the corner, do it. But I want to tell you something, it doesn't do a thing. And the people are going to now get in trouble for littering. And they're already established in what they believe. They may look at it and say, there's some things in here that I could go along with that. But the rest of this, there it goes. Know what you're doing. Play to the saner parts of man. You don't have to explain God. You don't have to explain Aton. You don't have to explain Space Command. For goodness sakes, take and treasure your own responsibility and your own worthiness. I simply believe that we should do good things. Well, but do you hear this from some wingless angel, or does he have horns, or just who tells you this? And why is it not all right for Margie to speak to God and hear God when Jerry Falwell claims to, and it's okay for him? Put it where it's at. Turn the question around. What do you mean, am I anti-Semitic? And, oh, yes, that was asked in deposition by Mr. Horn to Doris Ecker. It's the day before Easter, so she's sitting there with a cross, you know, to torment this poor little evil creature. Brent had supplied her with a wooden cross to put right out there on top of the books, and Rick had presented her with a little gold-colored cross to wear on her keychain or her necklace, and when she stooped over it, hung up over here on a pin like this, so it stuck out like 20 sore thumbs. And the man about had a breakdown. You never had to mention God. You don't have to become a preacher. And you don't have to become a defender of God. And you don't have to become a defender of Hatan. I am big. Remember 127th floor? That's big. Undoubtedly, I have a throne in there too. It makes it worthy when you crash to that parking lot. All that heavy metal. If they ask you such a stupid thing, just turn around and, oh, are you Antichrist or something? I'm asking the questions in this deposition. By law, you must answer. But it's already on the record, isn't it? You don't have to defend God. You just stand with God. Because God isn't going anywhere. You will find in every instance God is right there and you run away. Well, it didn't work out exactly like I thought, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to be rotten, but I asked for something and you didn't send it. Didn't I? What did you expect? Oh, I expected a checkbook to show up that I had all this. Worthy. Oh, you wanted to write bad checks, did you? I'll get you in trouble. But you said, sir. I did. Are you sure? That is what I said. There are more interpretations coming out of this room than any other room in the universe. But only relatively so. Because if you have 30 people in this room and you have 3 million in another room, you have 100% interpretation, individual to individual. And we have a very, very physical job to be done. And I'm going to repeat, and then I'm going to go, and you can eat rolls or go to lunch or supper, whichever it happens to be now. But I did not want to go away without having a meeting at this crucial time. You need to know what's going on. You need to know when we're involved. And I'm not hiding from the people anymore. And you have to know that so that if you don't want to be seen around us, begin to be scarce. Because I'm not going to hide. That's the only way now that we can have security and function. Be careful what you say to other people involved, because when you are misquoted, it can hurt you badly now. And as ones try to protect themselves, they will pull you in to make themselves look better or whatever their purpose may be. Just be cautious. Otherwise, don't stop. Don't for a minute think we're going to fail. And that means from your personal well-being, your financial well-being, our economic structure, and you're not going to have to filch or lie or cheat to achieve it. That is the most important one lesson, and this is why we will not fail. It's time to teach the world you can succeed and have abundance and still be godly. Because God does not ask perfection. But you have a world in a lot of hurt. And a lot of things are coming down. You can see it around you. There will be earth upheavals still to come. Because those prophecies have promised you that, you will see to it that it happens. And if we want to change that journey to some little bit of a better ending, we've got to do it, don't we? Because it's obvious the ones in power and control will not. And I repeat, I cherish each one of you as myself. I know it's hard. I know it's disappointing. I know that you have to sit and feel a failure or that you're not doing enough or whatever. Don't do it to yourself. Let's get through this. Well, I don't want to be the nucleus. I just want to be the outside petals of this flower so that I don't have to really take this responsibility today. I'm sorry. Anytime you play with me, it has to be this way, because I don't form churches. I don't form cults. I don't give you what you want to hear. Our mission is far greater than the sum total of adding you one upon the other. And I don't want anyone feeling lesser about themselves because your job is not bigger. Anyone not doing their job makes it so much harder for everybody else that it's unimaginable. And yet, between human beings, you're going to come to disagreements. And it's just not all that great. And things get old. And 10 years is confounded long enough, sir. Well, but look how far we've come in 10 years. And if you people can't see it, then we're in trouble. If you cannot see that you have come from basically zero zip into the possibility of being the resource that can change the world in this little room, and you haven't listened to your lessons at all. But all I wanted was just to find my soul and ascend. You can ascend any old day. You better start thinking differently. And at least if you're going to do that, you better go somewhere else, because I'm never going to tell you it's okay. You chose to descend. And, oh, you bitched and fussed and promised, and I will do anything to go down there and do my job again. And this time, sir, I really will do it right.